that this was way beyond anything I had attempted before. The woods were full of peril, rattlesnakes and water moccasins and nests of copperheads, bobcats, bears, coyotes, wolves, and wild boar, loony hillbillies destabilized by gross quantities of impure corn liquor and generations of profoundly unbiblical sex, rabies-crazed skunks, raccoons, and squirrels, merciless fire ants and ravening blackfly, poison ivy, poison sumac, poison oak, and poison salamanders, even a scattering of moose lethally deranged by a parasitic worm that burrows a nest in their brains and befuddles them into chasing hapless hikers through remote sunny meadows and into glacial lakes. Literally unimaginable things could happen to you out there. I heard four separate stories, always related with a chuckle, of campers and bears sharing tents for a few confused and lively moments. Stories of people abruptly vaporized, 'twarn't nothing left of him but a scorch mark, by body-sized bolts of lightning when caught in sudden storms on high ridgelines, of tents crushed beneath falling trees or eased off precipices on ball bearings of beaded rain and sent paragliding onto distant valley floors, or swept away.